When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Enough! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan T, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Rowan ASH at your service. No Emil Nate right now because he's dealing with a sore throat. So all the good vibes and good energy to Emil as he heals up. We're going to be talking about our predictions for Elimination Chamber Perth. And in case wala pa rin kayong tickets, walk-in tickets will be available at Skinny Mike's BGC. For 450 pesos each, they come with a free iced tea and you get a chance to win t-shirts from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles. I hear they're going to be giving away a Cody Rhodes t-shirt, but they didn't see Hobby Dainsey, our friend from TikTok, will be raffling off a t-shirt as well. So go get your tickets now at Skinny Mike's BGC, 5:30 p.m. bukas na yung doors. The main show starts at 6 p.m. Manila time. All right? Magka time zone po ang Perth at Manila. So we will see you there for the Elimination Chamber Perth viewing party live at Skinny Mike's BGC. And now it's time to get to our predictions for the big PLE.
All right. Before we get to our Elimination Chamber Perth predictions, itong si Emil nakikikanchaw dito sa comments. Great TV. You picked a great night to sit out because if you had joined us, then you probably wouldn't have said anything either, just like me and Rowan.
Oh.
All right, Elimination Chamber Perth predictions time. We already said it's happening on Saturday, so we hope you can join us for the viewing party over at Skinny Mike's. We've got four announced matches plus the Grayson Waller Effect featuring Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins as the guests of one Grayson Waller. It's been a busy week actually for WWE in Australia. Today is the third day of the tryouts that they have over there in Perth, so really interesting to see kung anong kalalabasan ng tryouts na yan, if they'll find the next Grayson Waller or the next Indy Hartwell. Hopefully, you know, there's another Filipino-Australian wrestler out there somewhere na hindi pa natin kilala, na magiging kilala natin because of these tryouts, because they'll eventually make it to the Performance Center. We don't know. We'll find out in the next year or two. But we do have a premium live event to talk about. So we will start with the Tag Team Championship match. That's between the Judgment Day and New Catch Republic. So that is the new name of British Strong Style, a.k.a. the tag team of Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
Rowan, Sorry, repeat that. What was the name?
New Catch Republic.
Ay, na, dalawang catch fact. Dalawang grupo na may catch in their name.
Yeah, apparently. So they did this in a backstage segment ng SmackDown. They have, Tyler Bate said, "Nah, we'll call ourselves a New Catch Republic." And then Pete Dunne, in classic Pete Dunne fashion, shrugged his shoulders. And you know, that is how they came up with the name. So yeah, Rowan, who do you think will win this one?
As much as I love Bruiser Bate or New Catch Republic, I'm picking the Judgment Day because the only way I can see them losing their belts is at WrestleMania. Pero you know, I think New Catch Republic is not yet ready for the tag titles, and maybe they will have to feud with an interfering team that will make them lose in this match. And I think that's going to be Elton Prince and Kit Wilson. Pretty deadly. Okay. Fuck, I forgot their name. Jeez.
All right. You go, Gino. Your prediction for this one.
Yeah, I don't think the Judgment Day, are dropping the titles during this PLE because they've built so much steam for them and they still have that R-Truth thing going. So, hindi pa tapos din yun. I really think R-Truth is going to have to cost them something big in order for that feud to close. That said, I also don't know how over Bate and Dunn are as a tag team. Diba sa atin, as NXT fans, kilala natin sila. But to the wider wrestling audience, diba, it still takes a while. So I'll be very surprised if they drop the titles to the new Catch Republic.
Ano ro, unanimous ba tayo dito?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Good match for the good match. No big changes here. They're clearly saving the Judgment Day for something more. As somebody mentioned in the chat, that it's going to be what? And yeah, it's going to be Awesome Truth again for the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens spot for the second year in a row.
Why not? I mean, it worked last time. Yeah. We could probably make it work again in 2020.
Yeah, no, I mean, they stumbled into it. So, okay, oh. Naman. Like, yes, it's a copy paste, pero alam mo yun, if it works, R-Truth is over. So, who are we to argue against that?
Yeah, R-Truth's making actual money in merch sales. Meron nga bumili ng R-Truth t-shirt eh. That's through our pasabay, diba? So, it means something is working. Before we move on, yes, to confirm yung sinabi ni Martin in the chat, there is an Australian Survivor contestant who is part of the Perth tryouts. His name is Jaden Laing. He's not Filipino though, but that's his last name. He is
Laing.
Laing is his last name. He is part Samoan and Fijian.
Grayson Waller, wasn't he on Survivor?
Yes, but his tryout was like years ago. So there, let's get to our next match on the card. It's the Women's World Championship match. It is Mami versus Nia Jax. So are we going to see a sweep here for the Judgment Day, Rowan?
Yeah, it has to be Rhea. Because if Nia wins, gusto niyo bang magkagulo sa Optus Stadium? It has to be Rhea. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chino, magkakariot daw ba pag nanalo si Nia Jax?
Okay, I think Nia wins. And here's why.
No, I'm not gonna fight this one. Go ahead.
No, I think Nia wins. Kasi, yes, okay. Masama tignan kasi natalo sa Australia. But I don't think they want to do a Becky Rhea matchup for Mania. I think they want to do a Nia Becky matchup for Mania. Kasi yun yung obstacle na hindi pa niya nako-conquer. Mm. So it's very possible that Nia Jax, who is also part Samoan,
Australian.
Yeah.
No, she's Australian.
Australian, oh see. But pwede din siyang manalo, right? And people won't get mad as if, say, another person beats Rhea, right? And then you got Becky in the chamber, who I'm solidly rooting for because that's also something she's never done before. And if we're all about handing out yung mga achievements na hindi pa nagagawa ng horsewomen that are active, diba, Bailey winning the Rumble, then Becky also deserves to win the chamber match and find herself in one of the main events for WrestleMania. So that's why I'm picking Nia Jax.
Yeah, to clarify lang for people asking, Nia is Australian by nationality. That means she was born there, but she doesn't have any Australian blood in her. Yeah. So technically she is, like, in a way, in the same way Tim Tebow is technically Filipino because he was born in Manila. there's that. I was gonna say that, you know, I was gonna make a joke about Rhea losing in her home country, but you know, Chino actually made a good point. Just so you know, I don't fight him all the time. Chino does actually make a good point here, and that's one that I did not actually think about. For all intents and purposes, Becky versus Nia is still your alam mo yun, your women's version of the CM Punk versus Seth feud, diba? The real life heat feud that they got. So now that he put it like that, I do actually want to see that shit. It will suck for Rhea kasi matatalo siya in Australia and she's like the biggest Australian star in the world right now. But, you know, it's one of those things. And sometimes you do have to break the egg to make the omelet. Yes, Rhea versus Becky is also going to be fun if that does happen. But I think the same way there's money in, you know, Punk versus Seth, right? There's also money in Becky versus Nia.
Yeah, great points that you guys mentioned. Kasi, di ba, Raquel Rodriguez returned on Raw. As we segue that in, Jasper, to the women's chamber. Raquel's back. She won her way into the chamber. And then Liv Morgan has also declared na meron pa rin siyang heat towards Rhea Ripley, di ba, in storyline. So, if you take Rhea away from the championship picture, it also opens her up to a feud with Raquel and or Liv heading into WrestleMania, given that these two specifically have it in for mommy. So, I've actually been talked into it. I can't believe it. So, yeah.
At saka parang yung Judgment Day being attacked on all fronts just feeds the fuel to their breakup, eh. Diba? Parang si Rhea busy dito sa dalawa and then there's the R-Truth problem and then Priest has his Money in the Bank thing. Diba? So parang it adds, I feel like it adds more credence after.
Yeah. Great points all around. I love it. Okay, let's talk about the Women's Elimination Chamber matchup. The winner goes on to face the Women's World Champion at WrestleMania. So it's Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Naomi versus Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair versus Tiffany Stratton. Oh, tanong muna ni Nico, bakit daw nandito si Tiffany Stratton? Why not?
Have you seen her do a moonsault and a swanton bomb?
Is actually the best moonsault ever. I don't care what Christopher Daniels calls it. It is not the best. It's hers.
Yeah.
My God.
No, we're not kidding. Tiffany Stratton is actually really good. One of the best homegrown performance center products. So
if you best non-wrestler products.
If you haven't seen a Tiffany Stratton match, go watch her matches with Becky Lynch. Sobrang mapapabilib ka. That alone should convince you of her worthiness to be in this position. Rowan, who do you think is coming out of the chamber?
Becky Lynch, she's the only girl here that I see believable to contend against Rhea Ripley.
Ro?
Liv Morgan. Yeah, Becky. I think Becky, ito na lang yung match na yun na papanalunan.
So, yeah.
So it's that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to our main event or our presumptive main event, the Men's Elimination Chamber match. Winner goes on to face Seth freaking Rollins at WrestleMania. Kevin Owens versus Bobby Lashley versus Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre versus Logan Paul versus LA Knight. Yeah. Rowan, who you got?
It has to be Drew. The SmackDown stars being involved here is pampagulo lang. Although, it makes me overthink na if one of the SmackDown stars win, parang and then Cody from Raw winning the UU championship, magkaroon title switch or like mag-switch sila ng brand. Although that's a possibility, pampagulo lang yun. So I'd like to think that it has to be Drew because again, like Becky, legitimate contender si Drew. And maybe when Drew wins the title at Mania, somewhere down the line, Punk will return and then they will have the feud.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Chino.
Logan Paul. I can't even.
I was gonna say that.
No, it's Drew. It's Drew. Drew. They built Drew up so much over the past few weeks. It has to be him. I don't see anybody else being as viable as Drew.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ro.
The thing with Drew is that we still don't know what his contract status is.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings. From premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts, start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I think does it matter, he though? Hasn't.
Yes and no. I guess it matters to WrestleMania if he does actually win the thing. But I guess you can also argue that everything, like this entire push is, you know, them trying to get him to re-sign. Right? So I guess you can argue that. But, you know, it's also one of those things that why waste it if he's not going to, if you're not sure. But it's also a nice departure, I guess, from how Vince used to think na, okay, kung di ka na babalik. GG ka na. Wala na kaming gagawin with you, diba? For you. So, yeah, all signs are pointing to Drew. Like, you do want to get the Seth match. This is one of those, like, backup ways to get a championship match at this point now after, if you don't win the Rumble, diba?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's the easy pick. A lot of this entire four-match card is a lot of easy picks, but it's a testament to how well they've been leading us to the chapters of the story that they want us to get to. And at this point, kung, if that's not what they do, if that's not what they give us, it's going to be really frustrating. So yeah, I'm with you guys in picking Drew.
It's also a way for Drew to mock CM Punk by hopping over the barricade and blow the kiss goodbye. And then he will leave with the title.
Actually, yeah. Sure. Oh, that's not a bad idea either to do the spring of Drew.
Oh. Ito, maganda minention ni Mac. I was actually gonna say that the Chamber could also very well set up LA Knight versus Logan Paul, di ba? Kasi yun yung rumor din for WrestleMania. Di pa rin natin alam, syempre, ano yung plans nila for the US Championship and for LA Knight come WrestleMania. One more pick for the PLE, since nasabi nga natin na Grayson Waller will be hosting his talk show featuring Cody and Seth. Who does Grayson Waller face in an impromptu match? So we've seen him get physical after hosting the Grayson Waller effect with John Cena, di ba, nung Money in the Bank. So ito, Grayson Waller is from Sydney. They're in Australia. Grayson's probably going to be fighting with someone. Sino mga kalaban niya?
It's weird to have a PLE in 2024 na hindi nag-wrestling si Cody. So I'm going to say that Cody gets the match for the, you know, for the quote-unquote house show pop.
Mm-hmm. Puede. Cody is also a good choice. I was actually going to say this is medyo bobo, but I'm going to say that The Rock comes out here because there were rumors back then promised The Rock for Australia. So I don't know how viable those rumors are and kung dito nga siya lalabas, but this seems like the only way they can fit somebody like The Rock in, diba? Without having an announced match.
Mm-hmm. Rowan,
a crocodile. I don't know. It could be anybody. Pero most likely,
dalawa nga yung choices mo. Eh. They already have the choices there.
It has to be Cody.
Okay.
All right. So there. Let us know what you think about your predictions. You know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2xPod on Twitter and on TikTok. So yun, relatively short. Itong half na to ng episode. That's because we've got a very lean and mean card for Elimination Chamber. O sige, bago tayo matapos, sagutin natin tong tanong ni Marco. What do you guys think about Goldust coming out to help Cody at WrestleMania? That's probably not happening, bro, because he signed to AEW.
Yep.
Pero ito ah, may naisip akong concept sa WrestleMania na it's gonna be like his Cody's entrance in All In na lalabas sila DDP, Pharaoh, probably even QT. Basta yung parang pampa-even up. Well, Seth is pampa-even up the odds na sa, against the Bloodline. So it doesn't really make sense anymore.
Okay, thank you for your input.
He had a point and he just dropped the point.
I know. I didn't know where it was going, but okay.
Good job, bro.
To the whole Goldust is signed to AEW thing. Normally, you know, it's one of those things that, okay, a normal booker would think about loaning the guy's brother for a big spot at the big show. But, you know, this is Tony Khan. He is taking the WWE personally and never in his wildest dreams will he will he aid his biggest rival in their biggest show, in their biggest match of the year. So, baka nakalimutan mo, Marco, na nasa AEW si Dustin Rhodes. So, yun lang. That's all the answer that you need to know.
I think if anything, kung mananalo man si Cody Rhodes, they're just gonna do like a cheap shot during a promo sa AEW. Or like some sneaky reference. Because they've done that before, you know?
Yeah. Lou, I don't know if you've heard, but Ted DiBiase Jr. is also dealing with some legal shit. So I'm not sure he can back Cody up either.
Si Damian Sandow, baka pwede pa. Bring back
or is he Hardcore balls. Holly?
Hardcore Holly.
Do ya?
The ghosts of Cody's past.
Damian Sandow.
Not the mga naging tag team partner
niya. Matt Capitelli.
Oh shit, wala na pa rin.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna bring out all of his old tag team partners, Drew Dapat, but you know, Drew is here.
You're really thinking about bringing Manu up against Roman Reigns? You remember what a family Manu is a part of? Manu Ginobili pwede pa, pero Manu, the former legacy member, y'all forget the what Ascension family is from?
Oh, nandun siya sa family tree, dude. What the hell? Yeah, this will be a fun road to WrestleMania, especially with our little peanut gallery.
Stephen Amell.
Stephen
Yun pwede pa, yun.
Oh, pwede pa.
I mean, Stephen Amell had ringside seats nung 39. So that's actually within the realm of possibility. If you want Cody's Avengers to come together, diba, with Seth being like the Captain America, yun, Stephen Amell could probably be part of that crew.
T-Pain. Right.
Okay, Ro.
I'll shut up now.
Yes. Yes, please. All right, as we... get down to the end of the podcast. Let's get some plugs. Chino, what is going on your end?
Okay, so surprise, surprise, the Last Down podcast is back. Starting with my first episode tomorrow featuring Muman Reyes. He's one of the cool pals and he started a new career as an artist and a woodworker. And basically, it sets the theme for the rest of the season where I just talk to comedians. Why? Because it's easier to book comedians than celebrities. So listen to the first episode coming out tomorrow on all your social media and podcast platforms. Also, I'm doing a show this Saturday with Muman Reyes and GB Labrador at Hobby Stadium. It's right after the viewing party at Skinny Mike's. So, pwedeng pang humabol. It's called Comedy Playground. Tickets are available at www.comedymanila.ph. Also, lastly, I started putting out sets, comedy material on YouTube again. So, just check that out as well. I have my most recent set from San Francisco when I was there over the Christmas season up on my YouTube. It's youtube.com/chino-liao.
All right. You go, Rowan. Anything happening on your end?
Yeah. Subscribe to our Patreon so that mababasa niyo yung review namin. Oh, and by the way, Chino has joined.
Yung nga pala.
So review, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's writing TNA.
Let's see how long that lasts. Jesus.
So, lahat halos kami. 4/5 of us is writing reviews. Subscribe to our Patreon so that mabasa niyo yan lahat. Pinaghihirapan namin yan. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Ro?
Yeah, and for that, before we talk about my stuff, Gina brought it up. So Hobby Stadium is also doing an Elimination Chamber watch party. So they're also our friends. They're also our partners. So if you live in the QC area, mas malapit ka sa New Manila, they are also doing a watch party same time. This is just before China's show. So I believe the tickets are at 300 pesos. I'm not sure if there's anything free with it.
Maybe but, bring iced tea, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
If that's easier for you to get to, please do support them as well. They're our great friends, and they also just want to share the love of wrestling with all of you guys. So please do check that out. Kung mas accessible din sa inyo. Anyway, WrestleStorm is coming up in almost a month, a little over a month away. All you got to do is head to dexcon.helixpay.ph. dexcon.helixpay, helixpay.ph to get your tickets. You can get for one day, either Saturday, the meet and greet day, or the Sunday show, or you know, get the 2-day show package para sulit na sulit yung tickets mo. Myself and Main Max are reuniting as the Gemini Kings to face TZK, Ken Cypher versus Ken Cypher and SJM for their WWE Tag Team Championships. And the show will be main evented by Oro Plata Mata, Stan's Boys, JDL, and David Ravenna, that guy, versus the Calamari Drunken Kings. And, you know, it's going to be a fun time. May paparating pa raw na ibang wrestler na hindi natin alam. So please stay tuned. It's going to be a fun show.
Si Manu. Kaya hindi siya pwede sa WrestleMania kasi nasa WrestleCon siya.
WrestleStorm.
Yeah. WrestleStorm. Yeah. And MWF is also returning for this year with Kasaysayan on April 14th. Tickets are available at tickettome.net. Tajiri and his boys from Kyushu Pro Wrestling are coming over. If you want to see more Japanese wrestlers, please go check that out. Ano naman, mga 2 weeks apart naman from the two shows. So may time kayo para mag-recover.
Tsaka nagbebenta na rin yung MWF ng meet and greet passes. So if you want to get any merch signed or if you want to you know, have a moment to just interact with your favorite MWF or Kyushu Pro wrestlers, then go give the meet and greet passes a go. They're also available on tickettome.net. One last plug here Actually, I forgot that last plug, so scratch that. Ian. We're going to see you there. We're going to see you there at these local wrestling events that we're going to be having for the next few weeks. After the Elimination Chamber viewing party, we will announce details for the WrestleMania XL viewing party. And because it is the largest WrestleMania of all time, we're going to do it big as well. Adore Ali, yung meet and greet applies for kasaysayan lang. So I believe they're selling separate meet and greet passes per event. All right? For more questions, just go to MWF. Yun, nalala ko na. Go support Fabio Makisig and Jomar in their quest to go to Japan by September. Please donate. I know times are hard for all of us, but if you have a little bit to spare, we hope you can contribute to the cause. Kasi iba pa rin to actually go to Japan and be trained by Japanese wrestlers like Tajiri, like everyone else in the Kyushu Pro scene. So go ahead and support their cause. It is a worthy cause because we do want more Filipino wrestlers to be more legitimized in their training, tsaka madadala rin nila yan dito sa Pinas, and hopefully mapass on to the next generation of Filipino wrestlers. So please do support. For all details, go check out Fabio Makisig's Facebook page. That's gonna do it for the podcast. Thank you to everybody who joined us, everyone in the comment section. Sana nag-enjoy kayo sa lahat ng bangayan, lahat ng usapan natin about wrestling. We will see you this Saturday at the Elimination Chamber Perth viewing party, and we'll also catch you on Spotify or your favorite podcast platform for the audio-only versions of these episodes. Episode 700 will be the bonus audio-only that we'll be recording in a bit, so thank you to everyone for all of your support over the last 10 years and counting. This has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and all the other producers at the Pod Network for the work that they do behind the scenes. Go follow us individually at Chino Supersized, at Ro is War, at Monday Night Rowan, at EML_Meister, and at _StanC. On behalf of Emil Nate, who's not here tonight, Rowan ASH, Chino Liao, Ro Moran, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.